Interesting news. Today I have a time limitation on me, so I am trying to write an article a little faster than usual. There are some interesting things I found out which I would like to share with you. The first is about the Chinese space program. The Chinese seem to be making great progress in their space endeavors. Their sending of a rover to the moon was quite an accomplishment, even though it was probably based on a lot of data acquired from the US, which meant they had a foot up, as they say. Now they have even more ambitious plans. They want to send up a spacecraft which will capture a small asteroid and return it to Earth. Could this be the prelude to an even more ambitious plan which is aimed at leading to asteroid mining? One method which has been suggested for asteroid mining is capturing asteroids and moving them into Earth orbit, where they can be mined more easily. Another more sinister use for an asteroid is as a weapon, if it could be steered to a target. Asteroids can pack so much kinetic energy they put nuclear weapons to shame. Medical science is very interested in the fact some lizards can generate new body parts. Geckos were found to be able to even grow new parts to their brains. Sometimes it seems like the answer to mysteries is right in front of us, and we just have to discover the key. Scientists are very interested in regeneration as regards humans. Think about how useful this could be for us. Take a situation where a soldier loses a body part in a battle. If he were to be able to regrow it, it could make a tremendous difference in his or her life. Being able to regrow parts of one's brain is even more incredible. As many resources as needed should be put into solving these problems. Regrowing parts of one's brain might also be useful in curing certain diseases, such as dementia and Alzheimer's disease. It could also be used for those serious head wounds where a person has actually lost some of their brain, or allow for replacement for those who have cancer of the brain, and some of the brain has to be removed. There are a few animals which can regenerate body parts, and why shouldn't we be able to take advantage of this ability? One day when the secret is unlocked, regrowing body parts may become commonplace. It seems most people and almost every child love dinosaurs. They like to see them in museums, movies, and in the case of children, they like to play with dinosaur toys and games. No wonder the Jurassic movies were such big hits. Anyway, even though we see dinosaurs in many places and venues, we still don't know everything about them. It wasn't until a few years ago we learned some had feathers, like birds. A lot of what we don't know about them has to do with their internals. We don't know much about their blood and soft tissue, including their brains. When we hear about dinosaur brains and their size, it is calculated on the size of their skulls, not on an actual brain, because the first fossilized dinosaur brain was only found in 2016. Finding it was a miracle, since soft tissue usually never survives long enough to become a fossil, and brains were impossible to find until this one was found, and another may never be found. Another great dinosaur find was made when a piece of amber was recently found which had ticks in it. The amber was 100 million years old and the ticks were full of dinosaur blood. If the blood can be successfully examined along with the DNA, we could learn a lot. So far, no amber specimens containing anything of value relating to dinosaurs have yielded any results. You had better sit down for this. This is about a doctor who wanted to get ahead. An Italian doctor is claiming to have done the first human head transplant. He said it took him 18 hours to accomplish removing the head from one body and putting it on the other body. There is only one problem: both bodies were deceased, but the doctor says not to worry, it will be done on a living head soon. What he wants to do is take the living body of a brain-dead person and the living body of someone who has a useless body and put that head on the body of the brain-dead person. There are so many problems with this. First of all, many doctors think this is so complicated it won't be done. Another problem is the ethics of it. Still another problem had to do with the mental effect it will have on the head. I guess we will just have to wait to see if this ever happens. I don't know a lot about this, but I will tell you what I do know. Supposedly a device was invented in Scotland which can not only track UFOs but will enable us to see aliens. The device is said to be able to respond to UFOs, and has a scale which gives information as to the likelihood the object is a UFO, and also detects alien signals. It is said this will eliminate sightings which are mistakenly called UFO sightings, such as Chinese lanterns and planets. I don't have anything against worms, but they are not my favorite creatures unless I am going fishing, but the worms I am talking about are not those type of worms, they are parasites. Recently scientists dug frozen worms out of the permafrost, which could be up to 42,000 years old, and amazingly brought them back to life. I remember a movie which scared me when I was about 4 years old, which was about a frozen caveman which was brought back to life, but I guess this has nothing to do with the worms. Out of 300 frozen worms, only 2 female worms were able to be revived. Does this indicate frozen animals and humans would have a chance of being revived? The general belief was the cells in a human body would burst and turn to mush when frozen and unfrozen, but who knows, maybe some way around this will be found in the future. One keeps hearing about how great facial recognition software is. Truthfully, I don't trust it. Since I heard about it, I wondered how many innocent people might be convicted of a crime they didn't commit, because this software made a mistake. Well, I have to wonder no more. A story appeared on the website The Verge claiming Amazon facial recognition software matched 28 members of Congress to criminal mugshots. It said the software was tested by the American Civil Liberties Union, with bad results.